every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAFNANBA.
LBA.
What is it? LBA is
Lip Balm Anonymous.
Lip Balm Anonymous. CMA. Chronic Masturbators Anonymous.
Don't hold hands.
Don't hold hands at the end. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly
and Mark.
Sweet!
Dude!
What kind of day did everybody have today?
Great.
It was lovely, thanks. Except for the air conditioning wasn't working properly in
it's
the library.
It's been a wee bit warm lately.
Yeah.
I've had a great last day. I broke my toe last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you tape it to the one next to it?
No.
That's exactly what I said when he came over.
Because that's the only thing they'll do. You go to the hospital, that's what they'll do.
Thank you. I iced it.
How do you know you broke it?
It's purple and blue.
Oh.
Untie.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, here
it
comes.
We're about to see. Hey, for everybody at home that's into foot fetishes, maybe we'll post a picture. That'll be your toe.
Well, I have to do the stripper because he's taking off his shoe and sock.
I can't see it from here. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should wiggle your toes a lot right now.
Yeah, that one don't move so much.
Yeah, that one doesn't. That one doesn't
really leave your shoe and sock off for a little while.
Okay. Yeah. You should tape it to the one next to it.
You should have worn slippers.
My mom was in radiology for a long time. I don't know how many times these doctors would look at like broken toes and they'd be like, "Dude, just tape it to the one next to it because that's all they're going to do at the hospital."
Yeah.
If even. So. You know what that means.
Can't wiggle it right. These ones all wiggle.
Oh, it's time for... Wait a second. Did Bill send you those dill pickle chips?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Are you going to eat some?
I'm not a big dill pickle guy, but...
I know.
You know.
The chips are pretty good, though.
Although I had deep fried pickle chips at Hooters.
Did you?
That's pretty addicting, those things. They're kind of disgusting as well, but... Oh, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Oh, that was much better. Much. I'm going to try one, though. A dill pickle chip.
I'm sure you all heard the crunching.
Yeah, not tastes like a dill pickle, all right.
It sure does.
Actually, I got to say, that's pretty good, actually. Not bad. The peanut gallery is over there having a conversation.
Okay, they're having like another side conversation over there.
You know what? Not too damn shabby, these dill pickle chips. I got to tell you. Are you ready?
Okay, this is getting boring. Hello. I'm having a show over here.
Let's have the booze.
I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky.
Sweet.
This is the bathroom emergency of which I spoke in the last show. At a Speedway convenience store. Oh, great. Now we're getting bombed by the helicopters. Holy guacamole.
They won't hear it.
At a Speedway convenience store in Louisville, Kentucky, the police arrived because the convenience store clerk reported that there was a man in the bathroom lighting the toilet seat on fire. He was confronted by store personnel. He told the store workers that he torched the toilet seat for religious reasons. I'm not exactly sure what religion that is, but
Religion of the urinal?
He was also arrested.
For being drunk?
No, for the next day, for huffing cans of whipped cream at the grocery store down the street. He opened 10 cans and huffed the whipped cream. He said he would pay for it, but he actually only had $7 in his pocket. The arrest report states that he said he was, and I'm quoting here, huffing the cans to wake up, and that, quote, the U.S. Constitution allows me the authority to huff Ready Whip.
Really? The Pursuit of Happiness?
I don't know, maybe.
Which article is that?
Yeah.
What aisle is that? It's article 12.4, aisle 17.
No, he means article of the Constitution.
Oh. Yeah. Well, have you ever seen the guys that huff paint? These guys, you can always tell a paint huffer in like a booking photo, because the guy's got like silver all down the side of his face.
Yeah.
What's disgusting. The silver from?
Because it was silver paint. Mm.
It could be blue. It could be red. It could be anything. But they've always got like paint all over their face.
But I still want to know why he set the toilet seat on fire. I mean, religious reasons. Give me a break. There had to be a reason.
Was it Sunday?
The burning bush.
The burning bush.
It doesn't
seem. Wow.
Okay.
Peanut Gallery's going to hell for that one.
Oh, I missed it. I was busy looking at
the burning bush.
Okay. We've hit a new record in the U.S.
We have.
Yes. The total number of U.S. breweries stands at 2,126, which is an increase of 350 breweries in the last year.
Whenever the economy gets bad, the beer goes up.
Right.
Yep. Beer sales have increased in the last couple of years, 14% to 12%. Most of the and here, oh no, wait, sorry, it was at 12% to 14% volume in growth. Beer sales were up 1% in the last year.
14% by volume.
Yeah.
Yes. The beer sales were up 1% last year, but they think that most of that growth was due to the extra day because of leap year. Who the heck is drinking all that beer on leap day?
It sounds like a good reason to me.
That, like we said last show, any time's a good time.
Well, here's my question. Okay, well, my question on that then, from a program standpoint, if you get a cake for 365 days of continuous sobriety, then you should be able to use on a leap year on that day because it's not part of the 365.
Yes, it is.
You'll still have 365 days of sobriety.
Hold on. I think he's got some there. Next year, Mark, let us know how that works.
Actually, this was leap year. He's got to wait another 3 years.
Yeah, but then that'll be my 30th year, and I don't want to do anything to screw that up.
If you get sober on a leap year, take you a long time to get some time.
Yeah, it's like dog years of sobriety.
You only take a cake every four years.
Actually, that's not true because in the chip person's pitch that's all written out for the Monday AA meeting, mm-hmm. It actually says in there that sobriety is 365 and one quarter days of sobriety. It actually says that in the pitch. Yes, it does. Go look at it next Monday.
CA was smart enough to take that out.
So they smoke rock on the one day?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Oh, Kazoo Alert. Okay, we have the Hero of the Week. The Hero of the Week is Allison Taylor, 18 years old, from Yuba City, California.
18-year-old chick, I already like it.
She is a clerk at the Big Five Sporting Goods store.
Even better.
She was at work when Juan Carlos Alvarez...
This is a drug deal.
...came into the store with a gun.
She shoot him with one of the hunting rifles?
No, and took a couple of the employees hostage.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, she managed to keep her head and talk to the guy... When she said she was talking to him and she realized that he actually didn't want to die, that he just wanted to see his daughter. So she kept talking to him and negotiating with him, saying, you're going to get to see your daughter as long as you don't hurt me. You know, and the cop said that she was phenomenal, that she knew exactly when to push and when to back off. And after 4 hours, he gave up and no one got hurt. He wouldn't talk to the police, but he would talk to her. And she resolved the situation. No shots were fired. Well, he shot one bullet into the ceiling to get everybody's attention in the store.
Was she hot? That would do it.
Huh?
Was she hot?
She's smoking hot.
Oh, really? I told you, 18-year-old girl.
There you go.
Damn. Now, so, the question is...
18-year-old hot girl with a crossbow.
I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. He didn't get to see his daughter, did he?
Well, he got arrested.
Yeah, but you know what he's saying now? He's going to spend 5 years in jail going, that bitch. That bitch. She promised I'd see my daughter. I didn't get this. Wait till I get out of here. I'm going to put a plug in her.
Yeah, he'll see her on visiting day.
Five years from now, there's going to be a story. Hey, remember that girl that was Hero of the Week? Yeah, she's dead.
Boy, you know how to rain on a parade.
Yeah.
Really? She was the Hero of the Week and you just...
She did a great job.
She did a great job. She's probably going to get a job offer from the cops. They said she was an awesome negotiator. Okay, we have. There was a new poll that was done.
Oh.
And actually, I found this. Bill didn't send this to me.
Oh, amazing.
It was a poll that was taken in English-speaking countries. So they took the poll in the U.S., the U.K., Ireland, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa.
Is the U.S. still considered an English-speaking country?
Well, yeah, American-speaking.
American-speaking.
Because they were looking for the towns that had the worst names in the English-speaking world. Interestingly enough, all of the top 10 out of the 100
are in the U.S.
and 100 names, all top 10 are in the U.S. And the number one, or should I go from 10 to 1?
Go from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Do this Letterman style.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The 10th yuckiest name is Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. Now, the only one that they
That's
give an explanation
cute.
For how it got its name is the number one, so right. we'll just go down those. Number 9 is Squabbletown, California.
I kind of like that
Squabble
one.
Squabble or Squabble?
Squabble, like fighting. Squabbletown, okay.
Squabbletown.
Number 8 is Love Ladies, New Jersey.
See, I don't think they yet. See, I'm not seeing that.
Number 7 is Roachtown, Illinois.
Yeah that's not so good.
Unless you're smoking a bunch.
Yeah, I was going to say, all the stoners are moving. They're like, dude, I want to live in Roachtown, man.
Number 6 is Belchertown, Massachusetts.
Yeah, see, that's not so
number
much.
Number 5 was Ass Woman, Maryland.
Yeah. Well, depends.
Number,
I know.
Number
if
4.
The Ass Woman has depends?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. Number 4 was Hooker, Oklahoma.
Well.
I'm moving there.
Sometimes the name just describes what goes on.
Yeah. Number 3 was Boring, Oregon.
I've been there. I got pulled over in Boring, Oregon. You know where that is? It's in Drain County.
Yeah. You know the problem.
How'd you like
is?
To live in Boring, Oregon in the county of Drain?
There's nothing to do there.
No, there is nothing to do there. Yeah.
That's why it's Boring, Oregon.
Oh, my God.
Number 2 was Climax, Georgia.
How is that a bad
What's
name?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Because you've got to tell people you're from Climax?
Hell yeah! Dude, that'd get guys laid right there. What city do you live in? Hey, baby, I live in Climax.
Okay,
right?
Number 1.
You have to say it with your best Barry White voice, though.
Yeah.
I live in Climax.
Are we giving a kazoo for the number 1? Okay, I think that's enough. The number 1 crappiest name for a town in the U.S., is Toad Suck, Arkansas.
Toad Suck, Arkansas?
Toad Suck, Arkansas.
I would be willing to bet that there are a lot of names of towns like up in Alaska that are worse. I'll bet there's a bunch of them because there's all these weird like towns that are like nothing towns. And I was surprised that there wasn't a town somewhere called like Shithole because I'll bet it exists.
It's the nickname for hundreds of them I've driven through.
Why is Detroit not on that list?
That's an Indian word.
Well, yeah, but Detroit,
word,
that city has had it.
Yeah, but it's not a bad name. It's just a bad city.
They got the name Toad Suck because they used to be a popular drinking location for boaters on the Arkansas River.
And they get drunk and they suck toads? Oh, man.
The mayor once said...
He told me he'd be a prince.
Apparently the mayor once said that the... tourists would come in and suck on the bottle till they swelled up like toads. Hence the name Toad Suck.
Thank God, because there's a lot of other things that could have been called Toad Suck.
Right.
I can't help it. He told me he was be a prince. Toad Lick. Toad Lick, Alabama?
Apparently
is that
Toad
from
Suck
Toad
is
Suck?
Worse than Toad Lick.
Oh, well, Toad Lick, those are the guys that are licking the back of toads to
get
loaded. Get
loaded.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
Nobody can hear Marty. In Salt Lake City, Utah, this is one of those news of the bizarre.
Unlike most of the other stories.
Yeah, unlike Toad
yeah,
Suck.
Yeah, but this one's really weird. Well, after several years, there's a six-year-old boy in Salt Lake City, Utah. His name is Isaac Lassen. After several years of suffering from severe sinus issues, and he's been treated for them, you know, antibiotics, nose squirty things, I mean, the whole pills, the whole thing.
I have severe sinus issues.
An observant doctor, as opposed to all the crappy doctors he went to before, noticed that there was a foreign body way up in his sinus passages. And the little boy said, well, I put some spaghetti up there once, but that was a long time ago.
Oh.
Apparently this kid is really into putting things up his nose, so you know we might want to save a seat for him in CA. Because what the doctor found was a ball of fungus encasing a flexible Lego tire that he had stuffed up his nose for several years.
Oh my god. Oh,
that'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
Shelley,
you think?
Tell the story.
What? Marble nose?
Marble nose.
My stepdaughter did something, she lied or she threw something, she did whatever she did, and I told her she had to go and sit in her room and think about what she had done for 10 minutes. Well, like, literally, like, 2 minutes later, she comes out of her room and she's crying, I told you 10 minutes, it hasn't been, and I look over and she's got what looks like a bubble of blood coming out of her nose. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm like, and so I rush over, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? She said, I can't get the marble out of my nose. She had stuck a marble, and I couldn't get it out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Stuck.
Is this an ER trip?
Yeah, so yes. I'm like, I can't get the marble out of her nose. She's in pain. She can't get the marble out of her nose. So I'm like, okay. I call Bruce. I said, we're on our way over to McGann Urgent Care because Courtney's got a marble stuck up her nose. We get in there. We write the check to pay because we didn't have insurance. We go write the check to pay for them to remove the marble from her nose. While she's in the room waiting for the doctor to show up, she had cried so much that the snot made the marble fall out.
Yeah.
Did you get your check back?
Yes, we got our check back.
Okay. Yeah.
So there was a moral to the story.
But forever after
What's
that.
What's really scary, though, is they were ready to come in with this tool that apparently is made for taking marbles out of nose. It got like a little suction cup on it. And you're like, stick it up in there and pull it out.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
how many kids stick marbles up your nose that there's a tool for marble removal?
No, what I learned from that was that sending her to her room to think about what she's done is really counterproductive because she doesn't sit there and think about what she's done. She sits there and sticks stuff up her nose.
Yeah.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
With the rubber hose.
Okay.
Bowser.
Oh, we're like past time now, and I've got a couple of good ones.
Well, go for the good ones. Go for the gold.
We got a short show to do anyway.
We do? What is it?
Step 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, in Columbia, Tennessee, apparently he wasn't getting what he wanted, so he kept calling back. A man from Nashville kept calling 911, 67-year-old Alan Brooks. He called 911 9 times in a 12-hour period to try to get them to deliver beer.
Dude, you think after the first one they'd be over there ready to arrest him?
You know that story gets just old after a while.
Why? What?
How often does that happen? I mean, we report that about 3 or 4 times a year.
That's because it happens 3 or 4 times a year.
I'll bet it happens way more than that. So why did they wait till the ninth time to arrest him?
I think most of the time they just bring him beer.
Really?
No.
Shit, call 911. Tell him I need a pizza.
And a beer.
The dispatcher said that it was a little bit hard to understand him. Because he's probably slurring. Need a beer. Well, it is an emergency. He's got a beer.
Best guy ever to play a drunk?
Foster Brooks.
Oh, my God. Guy never drank.
Going away.
He wasn't even a drinker, but he did the perfect. If you've never seen Foster Brooks, look him up online. Find a video of him. It's freaking hilarious.
Funny guy.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Seabus.
Boy was playing his Xbox. He'd gotten the game Modern Warfare 3, and he played it so much he made himself sick. He played it for 4 days. He's 15 years old. He collapsed and was hospitalized after becoming severely dehydrated. Now, you might ask, where is his mother? His mother said he never emerged from his room. He emerged from his room during the 4 days only to pick up a snack or take a quick shower, then went immediately back to playing.
He's not a real gamer. He took a shower.
Yeah, he showered.
I'm thinking, Mom, maybe after the second day, you might have wanted to, like, you know, turn him toward the light and water him or something. And, jeez.
You know what my first Xbox was? A baseball bat.
Yeah. Bat and a ball and a glove.
Yeah. I had a Frisbee Xbox game, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, we've got one from Canada, and then I'll...
One what?
I'll stop. We've got a couple more good ones, but we're way over time, so I've got one good one from Canada. Prince Edward Island. Troy Kenneth Campbell was arrested. He was naked. Apparently naked is a part of...
Was he looking for Alan Jackson from the last show?
He's trying to find Randy Travis.
He was dancing in the middle of the street near Charlottetown University with a beer in one hand and a cheeseburger in the other hand, and he was naked. He was picked up for being drunk and disorderly. They get him in what they call up there, they call it the dry cell. They're going to let him dry out and everything. And he tells the guard, he asked him, have you ever seen the cartoon character Cyril Sneer, which apparently is a pink aardvark with a long snout. And he's like the villain in these Canadian children's cartoons.
Here he comes, baby.
Okay, well,
here
the guy
comes.
Is, you know, keep in mind, the guy's naked and he's talking about a pink aardvark with a snout.
There we go.
So apparently this character does this special kind of a dance. So he decides to do the dance for them. Whereupon the guard spotted a piece of plastic protruding from his rear end.
Ooh, how?
When Campbell realized that the guards were trying to find out what was in his butt, he pulled the bag out of his rectum and threw it across the cell. It contained the narcotic hydromorphone.
Oh, wow.
Whatever that is.
You don't want that to break out of the bag when it's up your ass.
Small hole in the bag.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you imagine you're watching this guy doing the pink aardvark dance and you see drugs coming out of his butt? He pled guilty to possession of the drug. He was fined $700, and he also has to pay a fine of $105 to the Victims of Crime Surcharge Fund, which I'm guessing will be paid for the therapy for the officers who
That's
had to
what
watch
I was
him
thinking.
Doing the aardvark dance.
That's what I was thinking. Wow.
And that is the end of a very protracted boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
What are you going to talk about?
And by the way, Bill, those damn dill pickle chip things, those are freaking awesome. I just ate like a quarter of the bag when I was sitting over there. Oh, my God. And I don't even like dill pickles. Those are awesome. Awesome! So we have a step, Shelly.
It's step time.
Which one?
Seven.
Oh, seven. Wait.
Oh, my God.
We love this part.
Okay, can you guys talk amongst yourselves? It's going to take me a while to get from 1 to 7.
We love this part.
Wow. She's actually good. Why don't you just start at like 4 or 5?
This is where Shelly does her Rain Man routine.
7. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings.
Yay!
Sorry, I have to
I humbly asked God to remove my shortcomings. I looked down, it was still there.
I have to start like any good recovering alcoholic. I start with the first step and work my way down in order.
Yeah, that takes kind of a long for the show, though. But, of course, it's step 7.
Yeah, which won't take long to talk about.
By next week, they're just going to give me cue cards.
So, Bruce, what about step 7?
Wow, it's a really short step.
Yeah.
It says exactly what to do in the book. It says, do this prayer and you're done.
Yeah, in the book it's like one paragraph.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says...
humbly ask him to remove my shortcomings.
Yeah.
So who's the lead-out music?
So Shelly, do the seven-step prayer, Shelly.
Well, I know it starts with my Creator.
My Creator, I'm now willing that you should all have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do thy bidding. Amen.
Who's the lead-out music by?
Yeah, I just finished my seventh step again.
Yes, it's...
Because I was entirely ready to have God remove all my defects of character.
Yeah, I was supposed to memorize that one, but I memorized the third step prayer.
I have my guys do that right after... usually I do 5, 6, 7, and 8 all at the same time.
Yeah. Isn't that normal?
Mark's got the humble trophy. Why, Mark? Why do you have the humble trophy?
Because it's the humbly part.
Humbly asked him.
Yeah, humbly asked him.
So you should do it on your knees. That would be humble.
With the humble trophy at my side? So I can prove my humbleness?
Well, you could speak into the microphone that's sticking out of the top of the humble trophy. Yeah, that's got a direct line to God right on it.
It does.
Make sure it's turned on, though. It does. So, Shelly, how do you have... Wow, the way Mark just grabbed that microphone is just...
Let me make sure it was turned on.
Disturbing. So, Shelly, how do you have your sponsees work that? What do you have them do?
We read the... Step 7 in the 12 and 12, and we do the prayer, and that's we do.
That's about it.
I mean, what are we supposed to do, like some like ritual dance or something?
Well, I let my guys know ahead of time that when they're getting ready to do their fifth step, they need to learn the seventh step prayer. Because if they don't, then we're going to stop right there instead of going like through 7, 8. We're going to stop right there until they learn it. I do that because it's such a step that's like so easy,
yeah.
And it's really a prayer that would be good for them to do every day. You know, am I just going to ask once? That's going to like carte blanche it for the rest of my sobriety? Because I do it every day.
That's true. I do
the third step prayer, seven step prayer, Lord's Prayer, and Serenity Prayer every day.
Yeah, but you're soberer than most
of us. That covers it all. I do it all in one quick thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think that is a useful tool because you're right. You do have to make sure that, because if you just ask once, it's like, oh, phew, okay, I asked now, and I'll, you know, and then if you don't think about it ever again, you fall back into old behaviors, and because we still have to do the footwork.
You know, there'll be the one guy in the meeting sometime that says, you know, lead us in the prayer of his or her choice. Okay, seventh step prayer.
Yeah, and everybody takes hands and two people say it, and everybody else goes, my creator.
You know what? I always have my guys learn the third step and seventh step. So I'm at a meeting the other night. We do the third step prayer on the way out. My sponsor's reading it off a card.
I'm like, really?
Like, I had to learn it, but you're reading it off a card?
My babies know it. The third step
my
prayer.
My babies know both of them.
Yeah, I'll have to get on that.
Well, the ones that are that far along know it.
I'm actually supposed to be memorizing the 11th step prayer, which is like flipping half a page long.
There's an 11th step prayer?
Yes, it's in the 12 and 12 on page 99.
Oh, it's in the 12 and 12.
I didn't see a place in the book where it said you had to memorize the prayers.
No.
No, it doesn't. It's just a useful little tool. I mean, it does help.
Actually, if you look at the book, it doesn't show a four-column inventory either. It shows three.
Right.
I think that's one of those things, you know, maybe we should rewrite the book. Recovery 101. It'd be like the King James version of the Bible. We'll have the Recovery 1 version of the Big Book.
That's right.
No, but you know what might be interesting?
And when people read it, we'll send them a Recovery 101 chip.
What might be interesting, though, is like if they, although I don't know how we would do this because we're a bunch of alcoholic addicts and we argue too much, another appendix on like helpful things that have developed over the 75 years of our experience.
My book had the appendix removed.
Like don't get any relationships
the first year. Like 90 meetings in 90 days, like learning the third step prayer, like learning the seventh step prayer, that kind of stuff.
The 75 plus years of experience, the stuff we learned after the book was written?
Yeah, the doing the fourth column, stuff like that.
Shelley?
What?
I see a book in your future.
Go for it.
No, you see an appendix.
No, a book.
Oh, do a book.
A book. Write a humorous book on all this stuff, the extra stuff that's not in the book.
How is that humorous?
Well, if you wrote it, it would be humorous.
You know what you do? You write a book called Things You Don't Find in the First 164 Pages.
Dude, we shouldn't have even said that on you. Some idiot's out there is going to write it, and he's going to make $1 zillion.
And we have a dated copy of the fact that we said it first.
We have that idea right now. I'm just saying.
That's right.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
What I love is you guys have this idea, and you're looking at me like I'm going to do it.
Who's the writer of the group?
Debbie.
I don't think so. I think it's you.
You're in.
I think it's you.
That's cool. You get half.
Yeah, Yvette keeps telling me that I'm like the modern-day Irma Bombeck. I'm like, I don't think so. Irma Bombeck had longer columns than I do.
So, Mark, what do you do with guys in the seventh step?
We simply read through it. We read the prayer. We discuss what it means to them. I kind of discuss,
Do you make guys remember it or no?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Mark throws them to the wolves, so when the one guy goes, seventh step prayer, they're like that. Just like what Mark said.
My creator.
I
think it's that next to me.
Do you know it?
No.
Oh.
I know it starts my creator.
Close enough.
Yeah.
My creator.
I know something about heaven.
Take all my shit.
Yeah. Good and bad, you know.
I like the closing prayer to NA because it's really short and everybody can remember it. Many addicts have said, God, take my will and my life, guide me in my recovery, show me how to live. Clean.
Really?
You know what I love about that? Shelley knows the NA prayer, and she's a straight alcoholic.
Well, I went to NA for 6 months.
She's a straight alcoholic. Did you say the word sober when you were there?
I did once by accident, and like four heads whipped around and gave me gimlet eyes. I was like, I'm recovery. I'm recovered.
Shouldn't God have been removing that character defect from those guys? Really? That's all you have to bitch about today is someone said sober?
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
That'd be like chastising someone for saying clean and sober in an AA meeting. Really?
Okay.
The hell?
Jeez, we talk about this a lot.
Yeah. It's like identifying as an addict in an AA meeting.
Alcoholic addict. Well, you could identify as an addict.
Yeah. I'm addicted to alcohol.
Yeah. I like to stir up the pot sometimes.
Me too.
I've done that before just to piss people
Me
off.
Me too.
Because I'll tell them when I share. I'm like, really? Is that the greatest thing you guys have to argue about today?
Yeah.
I said the wrong word?
That. I just want to see how many people I could piss off.
Maybe that's a character defect I need to ask God to get rid of, that I'm trying to piss people off in meetings.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
My aim at every meeting is trying to make somebody go out.
Jeez. I'll tell you as soon as I can get rid of my secretary commitment on Tuesday night. I'm going back to that NA meeting.
Are you?
Probably.
Well, give it up.
I love the women in that group were awesome.
Shelley has, like, normally the most time in that meeting for women. Our friend Rhonda or Becky show up. But other than that, you got the time, and you're going to walk out on all those women.
Oh, what women? Most of the time I'm like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Please.
Because I'm the only woman there. I've got sneezy and dopey.
Are you Mr.
Sleepy
Happy?
And drunky and crabby and cranky and
sleepy and drunky?
Cranky, that's the guy who does crank.
Let's see. I can tell you that the Cokey other night
and smoky and
there was
sleazy
like
and
there was like seven women in there the other night. There's a whole bunch of women in there the other night. One of them took a cake for one year, as a matter of fact.
That's true, she did.
Yeah. Shelley doesn't care about the newcomer. Look at her. So,
Shelley, what
would your final words on the seventh step be then, Shelley?
I don't know that there are any final words. It's just a prayer. Just do it so that you can get onto the eighth, so that you can get onto the ninth. So
it's a Nike commercial?
Yep.
Getting some recovery going.
Mark?
Stay humble, my friends.
Stay humble what?
My friends.
Stay humble, my friends.
What do you sound like? A freaking Dos Equis commercial.
I'm the most interesting doper in the world.
Yeah. Man, I love those commercials, though.
Oh, yeah.
God, aren't beer commercials, like, the best?
They are.
Yeah, they are funny. I had the Lowenbrow commercial stuck in my head again this morning for, like, 2 hours.
Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must be something more somehow. So tonight, let it be all program. See, I had to throw the program part in there. You guys are singing about beer.
I'm singing tonight,
let it be all program.
Yeah.
Damn. My final words on the subject of the seventh step.
Uh-huh.
My creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in my way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do thy bidding. Amen.
Yes, we all know. You know the prayer. Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back.
Aren't you special?
Give me that humble damn trophy over here.
Mark. Hit you with the trophy.
People like to listen to the show.
They do.
Amazing.
We know they like to listen to the show.
Really,
we don't know why they like to listen to the show, but we know they like to listen to the show.
I don't even like to listen to the show.
They like to listen to it because I know the seven-step prayer.
Yeah, I know. That's it. They listen for you. So you keep telling yourself that, Bruce. We appreciate
if it's not broke, don't
fix
it.
We'd like them to go to recovery101.net if they don't already. Click on the shows there. There'll be a like button come up. Click that button. If you're already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've been counted into the numbers, the tremendous numbers that our show has been putting up lately for some odd reason. If not, there'll be a box come up asking if you'd like to become a member of Podomatic. Join Podomatic. You'll get emails on shows as they go up. You can comment. You can like. You can go back to past shows and like and make comments. You can leave show topics under the comments, which we would really appreciate.
Sweet.
You can add us to playlists. You can follow our show.
That's always good, too.
Yeah,
you can only follow once, but that's okay.
Right. But once you follow once, you're a follower.
You should join the mailing list, too, and then we'll send you a thing right to your inbox with the thing you can click on that'll take you
right
to the
show.
Show.
You can just click on it?
Click on it. Just like
that. Okay. So there you go.
Shelly?
What?
Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can get to his fine publication by going online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Well, I'm watching Mark put his sock back on his broken toe. Doesn't look good. By the way, when you're at recovery101.net, you can... not only click on the 12-Step Gazette, but you can click on any of the things on there. We've got our usually there's whoever the lead-out music is. There's a picture of the band. It says to check them out. If you click on that, it'll take them to whatever website it takes you to. Usually it's their Facebook page, so you can check out their stuff. We've got the links to the New Way Foundation and things, so go check those out as well. We've got emails at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Just like us. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Oh, I haven't even looked.
Oh, my goodness.
The lead-out music is by Elektra, and it's Problem Child.
Problem Child. I love that song, actually. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
Show's over. Go outside. Play in the sun. Go on. Get.
It's like the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It would have been if you hadn't said that.
Child, or a misfit for abuse. I'm not a wild child, or a sorry excuse. I'm not a wannabe, I am what you see. I'm just living down the road till I can find me. I'm not a flower.
problem child. I'm not a problem child. I'm not a problem child. I'm not a. It's real. Let me be.